We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Estates Winery and Restaurant, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. School began for most area students this week, including my daughter, who Monday had her first day as a freshman in high school. How she went from kindergarten to high school in a month, I do not know. Of course, her first day reminds me of my own first days, and I positively hate how old this piece is going to make me sound, but here goes. In September 1967, I attended my first day as a seventh grader at Stephen F. Austin Junior High School in Amarillo, Texas. That morning during the announcements, Mr. Douglas, the principal, put out the call for students willing to work in the cafeteria in return for the price of lunch. I signed up, figuring I could pocket the $5 a week my mom gave me. A day or two later, Mr. Lively, the assistant principal, called my mother at home and asked if I might withdraw my application. As he explained, the cafeteria work program was a way for kids with financial hardship to have lunch without it simply being free. There went my $5. Interestingly, not that many kids signed up. The school was ethnically mixed, but the vast majority of students, white, black, and brown, had parents who met their responsibility to see that their kids were fed. That was 1967. Today, the majority of students in public schools in Texas, including those here in Tyler and Longview, get their lunches for free or at a greatly reduced price. There's no work involved. There's apparently little requirement at all, save for completing a pro forma statement saying that paying your child's lunch would constitute a financial burden. In most cases, the money comes from the federal government. In most cases, school districts seem very anxious to receive that money. I don't know this, but I strongly suspect that school districts make more money selling lunches to the federal government than they do selling those same lunches to individual students. What I do know is that school districts are at pains to remove any stigma attendant to free or reduced price lunch. And thus, by the time kids reach a certain age, the right, I put that in quotes, to a free lunch is firmly fixed in their attitudes about life. Now, I have no doubt that there are plenty of kids with real needs to be met, and I don't believe that any kid should be humiliated over the price of a school lunch. I certainly don't want any kid to go hungry. But that doesn't keep me from asking. Are upwards of 9 out of 10 parents really unable to afford a school lunch? Shouldn't there be some itsy-bitsy, teeny-weeny little bit of stigma attached to not paying for the food your kid eats? Is not the need to come up with money every day to feed your own child a positive motivator? Don't kids need to see their parents doing that? And am I crazy? Or wouldn't that sort of ethic encourage productive behavior in a way that institutionalized, socially acceptable dependency never will? That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. Some of you have asked, and the answer is yes, there really is a place reserved for me at the bar at Keepersall Estates, and yes, I really do use it. A few times a month, I head for Keepersall Estates for lunch. I take my iPad, I order something light from the lightly priced Keepersall lunch menu, and I hide out at the bar while I catch up on my emails and my reading. It's relaxing, the food is, of course, great, and the service is perfect. And here's the good news. If I'm not using it, the spot is yours. Just go in, look for my name on the bar. It's Paul Gleiser. Sit down, and the Keepersall staff will know exactly what to do. Of course, it doesn't have to be just you. If you have a business lunch or a group of people getting together, they'll take excellent care of you in the dining room as well. Not for nothing have I been recommending Keepersall Estates for over 15 years. Go south on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at KIEPERSOL.com, Keepersall.com.